God bless you, everybody. Great to see you in the Lord's house tonight. It is good to be in his presence. Amen. We just want to say thanks to Don. We appreciate Don for leading us into the Lord's presence in worship tonight. We're so blessed to have our brother, Pastor Sergio Freitas, with us this evening to share the word of the Lord. We're going to hear from Pastor Sergio in just a minute. A couple quick things just want to make you aware of. We just want to encourage you, if the Lord would lay it on your heart, to share with us in an offering this evening. We're not going to take up an offering right now in the service, but the ushers have tables and some offering buckets there in the back of the room. And perhaps on your way out, the Lord would put it on your heart to just share with us in an offering. As you leave the sanctuary this evening, there's envelopes back there and offering buckets. And we just want to be a blessing to Brother Sergio and Vilma and their family. So just consider that in your heart before the Lord. We just also want to remind you that when the service is concluded this evening, don't leave, because we're going to have a nice time of fellowship tonight. It is gorgeous weather, and we're having the beautiful weather of the Lord inside the sanctuary. And then after the service, we're going to enjoy the beautiful weather of the Lord outside on the patio. We have some fellowship. There's going to be some, something frozen and delicious of some sort. I don't remember what anymore, but it's going to be good. So we hope you can stay with us for a little bit. Moms and dads, you may have to pick up your kids from the sports night at 8:30, but we hope that you'll spend time fellowshipping with us after the service. So really a delight to have Pastor Sergio Freitas with us this evening to share the word of the Lord. Pastor Sergio and his wife Vilma and their family started worshiping with us 5 years ago already, and they're such a blessing to us. Pastor Sergio has pastored a Portuguese congregation in the area, and I just enjoy this brother's heart. He has a beautiful fire of the Lord on his spirit, and just in chatting with him before the service, I can just sense how much he wants to see the Lord move in our region. He has a beautiful heart for revival. If you know Pastor Sergio at all, you know that he also has a beautiful prophetic anointing on his life, and the Lord has used him here in our congregation in prophetic words of knowledge to release healing and just to encourage the saints. So I know that he has a good word on his spirit from the Holy Spirit to bring us this evening. I know you just sat, as we like to say, but would you stand again? Just give a great welcome to our dear brother, Pastor Sergio, as he comes to share the word of the Lord this evening.
Good evening, everyone. So, I'm Sergio. I think you know me already. Been here a year ago preaching about something that God has given to me, and I gave a testimony back then. And tonight, I want to share something that I think it's very important for me and you. I believe in fire. And most of it, I believe in the fire of God. And I came with a bad intention tonight to set this place on fire. Now, for that to happen, I need your help. I need you to shut your phone. Do not look at the emails. Concentrate. Open your heart, and most of it, be receptive. Do you believe that God will talk to you tonight? Yeah. Do you know that we need fire to keep our lives moving? Without fire, we are dead. Spiritually, I think, with all my heart, because that's the word that God has put in my heart since Pastor Glenn called me and invited me to come and share the word with you guys. I tried to move on so many subjects. I went to my pen drive, and I was looking for old 35 years ago preachings that I used, and God always brought me to this one. You know you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Do you know that you carry God's presence in your life, right? You know that because you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, you have a responsibility to keep this fire burning. Not only that, in order the fire to be burning in your life, the altar of your life, which is the God's presence, needs to be up, clean, and ready for the fire. Do you agree with me? So I'm not going to be preaching English, because halfway through this, I'm going to go macaroni, whatever I was the last time. But I want you to open your heart tonight. I know that our people in here, because the Holy Spirit told me that a month ago when I was called to come and preach, that some fires needs to be revived. Some people's fire are going down. That's why you're going through so many trouble in your life. So many things going on in your life right now that the first thing you want to do is just give up. But I come here to tell you, do not give up. Hang on, because the fire is going to burn tonight. And you're going to revive your life. And God's presence is going to come back to you. And you're going to leave this place more powerful than you entered today. I believe in that. When was the last time did you spoke in tongues? When was the last time did you get on your knees and pray to Lord? When was the last time you spent a quality time in your devotional with God, ask Him for guidance? Now, if I ask you how much time you spent sitting at home or in your car or everywhere this week, getting the device they call cell phone, looking for the social media, did you realize how much time we spend on these things? Can you answer me, it's more than we spend with God? We're capable to waste our time, with this device, looking in Facebook, but not having a FaceTime with God. Looking in social media, posting, but not getting on our knees or having the time that God demands us to have. Again, do you believe that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? You believe that you have an altar in your life that needs to be kept clean and up so the fire can come into your life and burn? So these are the things we're going to be talking about. I believe that some altars that are here needs to be fixed, cleaned. Some things that are interfering with God's presence needs to be taken away from our lives. So I pray that the fire of God will come here and burn these things out of your life and set you free to have a true relationship with God. And not only that, to receive the best that God has for you in store. If you believe that, just say, thank you, Lord. We're going to be reading, nós vamos ler em Levítico.
We're going to read in Leviticus 6, starting verse 8 to 13. Okay? So, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the earth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen trousers he shall put on his body, and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire has consumed on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on the other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out.
O fogo deve arder continuamente.
Yeah, the fire should be always burning.
Ele não pode se apagar.
He can never go out.
Isso é um mandamento do Senhor para as nossas vidas.
That's a commandment of the God to our lives.
E o fogo, ele fala de algo importante relacionado a Deus.
And the fire speaks about something very important about God.
Ele fala da manifestação do poder de Deus nas nossas vidas.
It talks about how God manifests itself in our lives.
O fogo tem que estar aceso.
The fire needs to be burning.
Há pelo menos 421 referências na Bíblia que fala sobre a palavra fogo.
Well, in the Bible there's about 421 references of the word fire.
Só neste livro que nós acabamos de ler são pelo menos 31 referências.
In the book of Leviticus there's about 31 references of the word fire.
Então o fogo é algo importante que Deus usa na vida do crente.
So fire is something very important that God will use in our lives as Christians.
Foi por uma coluna de fogo que Deus, diante do povo de Israel, fez com que o frio passasse.
It was in a pillar of fire that God manifested itself in the desert when he walks with Israelites.
Foi com tochas de fogo que Gideão derrotou o exército dos Midianitas.
What was with fire that Gideon, he defeated the Midianites.
Foi com fogo que Deus recebeu o holocausto no Monte Carmelo e derrotou os profetas de Baal.
So it was with fire, right, that God, he defeated the false prophets in the Mount Carmel.
Foi com fogo que Deus batizou os discípulos no dia de Pentecostes.
So it was with fire that God baptized the disciples, yes, in the Pentecost.
E também vai ser com fogo que Deus irá destruir essa terra um dia.
And it also will be with fire that God will bring judgment to the earth one day.
E a palavra de Deus diz, o fogo arderá continuamente.
And the word of God says the fire should be burning always.
E Deus nessa noite, ele quer arder na sua vida com
and
fogo.
And tonight God wants to burn his fire in your life.
Ele quer fazer com que esse fogo ele tome conta do seu ser, da sua vida.
And he wants to this fire to take over your whole life.
Fogo é poder do Espírito Santo de Deus na vida do homem e da mulher.
Yeah, fire is the power of God in your life.
O crente que tem o fogo do Espírito Santo de Deus.
The Christians, we have the fire of God in our lives.
Ele é um crente que experiencia vitórias. Ele tem vitórias na sua vida constantemente.
Yeah, God has victory in your life at all the time.
O homem e a mulher que tem o fogo do Espírito Santo ardendo no seu coração.
The man or the woman of God that has the burning fire burning in their hearts.
Ele tem autoridade do Espírito Santo para repreender enfermidades.
He has the authority of God to battle and to destroy diseases.
You can reprehend that. Você tem autoridade do Senhor.
Yeah, you have authority of God.
Talvez você pense que não.
Maybe you think you don't.
Então eu quero te aconselhar a receber o fogo do Espírito Santo nessa noite para que você tenha essa autoridade sobre a sua vida e o seu corpo.
Yeah, but I want to let you know that you guys have this authority over your life tonight and you have to use it.
Você tem autoridade para orar sobre a vida de um familiar seu, de alguém que está doente na sua família e demandar que a enfermidade vá embora.
Yeah, you have the power and the authority of God to pray for someone who's sick in your family and this with this authority the disease must go.
Porque o fogo do Espírito Santo, ele te dá essa autoridade.
Because the power of the Holy Spirit and the fire of God gives you this authority.
O fogo também te dá autoridade para você interceder sobre a vida do seu filho e da sua filha.
The fire of God also gives you authority to intercede for your children.
Talvez você está aqui preocupado com seu filho, com o que ele está fazendo lá fora. Talvez ele está em drogas. Talvez ele está sendo influenciado por este mundo.
Yeah, maybe you're here tonight, but your children is somewhere else, and you're worried about them, about their future. Maybe they're using drugs or anything.
Mas se você tiver o fogo do Espírito Santo na sua vida nessa noite, você pode intervir e mudar a situação e o rumo da vida do seu filho, porque a autoridade de Deus, através do fogo do Espírito Santo, está sobre você.
Yeah, but tonight you can use the authority of God, right, to change their situation. You just have to use the authority that it's over your life tonight.
Amém. É por isso que nós somos batizados com o Espírito Santo de Deus.
And that's why God will baptize us with his Holy Spirit.
Você se lembra em Pentecostes, eles foram batizados com línguas de fogo.
Yeah, in the day of Pentecost they were baptized with tongues of fire.
Nós temos isso.
We have that in our lives.
O Espírito Santo, ele nos usa com a autoridade que vem dele, da parte de Deus, para que através de fogo. O diabo, ele tem medo do fogo.
The devil is afraid of the fire.
Do you know that?
You know that? Do you guys know that? Oh, vocês sabem disso, you guys know that, right?
I did that on purpose.
You just go.
Como está o fogo do Espírito Santo nessa noite na sua vida?
So how's the fire of God in your life tonight?
It's still burning?
It's still burning.
Or it's just getting lower and lower and lower?
Or it's just going down.
Yeah, down, down, and down. No texto que nós lemos, fala também de altar.
So in the passage that we're reading, it talks about our altar.
Para que o fogo se manifeste nas nossas vidas.
So for the fire of God to be manifest in our lives.
Nós precisamos ter um altar reparado diante de Deus.
We also have to have an altar prepared before God.
Nós não podemos estar de qualquer jeito.
So we just can't be living our lives in any reckless way.
Nós lemos no texto.
We read in the Bible
que o sacerdote, ele tinha obrigação e o dever
that the priest he had as an obligation
de manter o altar em ordem,
to keep the altar in a clean.
Ele tinha que limpar das cinzas, tirar as cinzas.
He had to clean the ashes.
Cinza fala de coisa velha.
And ashes are the things that were already burned, about old things.
Ele tinha que tirar as coisas velhas do altar.
He had to put the old things from the altar on the side.
Alimentar o altar com madeira, firewood.
So he had to put more like a wood in the altar to be burned.
Para que as chamas se mantivessem acesas.
So the coal would keep burning.
E Deus pudesse então receber o holocausto, o sacrifício que ali era oferecido.
And so God would come and be able to receive the sacrifice.
Você está entendendo aqui a relação que Deus está trazendo para mim, para você nessa palavra?
So are you able to understand what I'm trying to say tonight?
Altar.
Altar.
E fogo.
Altar and fire.
Altar.
Altar.
Relacionamento com Deus.
Is your relationship with God.
Fogo.
Fire.
Resultado do nosso relacionamento com Deus e a manifestação do poder dele nas nossas vidas.
The fire is the result of your relationship with God and how God manifests itself in your life.
Se o altar estiver quebrado.
So if there's a broken altar.
É impossível ter a presença de Deus na vida.
It's almost impossible to have the presence of God in your life.
Me perdoe.
I'm so sorry.
Mas eu tenho que falar isso.
Forgive me, but I have to say that.
Nós não podemos viver uma vida de qualquer jeito.
We can live a life in any way, like in a reckless way.
Contaminados com as coisas do mundo.
Contaminated by the things of this world.
Virmos à casa do Senhor.
And then we come to the house of God.
E esperarmos que a presença dele venha sobre nós.
And then we expect God to show up.
Se não tiver fogo.
If there's no fire.
There's no power.
There's no power.
Se não tiver fogo.
If there's no fire.
Não tem presença de Deus.
There's no presence of God.
O altar precisa estar reparado.
We need to repair our altars.
Lá em Coríntios.
In the book of Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
No capítulo 6, ele faz uma pergunta.
In the chapter 6, he questioned, he make a question.
Ele diz assim: "Você não sabe, Paul?"
Yeah, Paul asked, "Don't you know?"
Que você é o templo do Espírito Santo de Deus.
That you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
O santuário do Espírito Santo.
Yeah, the holy place of the Holy Spirit.
Que habita em vós.
So the Holy Spirit lives in within you.
E que lhe foi dado por parte de Deus, não é de você.
And it doesn't come from you, it comes from God.
Se somos, pois, se nós somos.
If we are
O templo do Espírito Santo.
The temple of the Holy Spirit.
Como Paulo fala em 1 Coríntios.
As Paulo speaks in 1 Corinthians.
E aqui em Levítico.
And now in Leviticus.
Nós vemos Deus dando ordem e instruções a Moisés a respeito de como se manter o altar de Deus no tabernáculo.
So he's giving instructions to the priest of how to keep the altar clean.
Se este corpo.
If this body.
E eu não me refiro ao corpo físico só, espírito, alma e corpo.
I'm not only the physical body, but the spiritual body.
É o templo de Deus.
Is the temple of God.
O santuário do Espírito Santo.
That's the holy place where the Holy Spirit dwells.
Nós somos sacerdotes. Sacerdotes, priests.
So we are priests as well.
E temos o dever.
And we have as an obligation.
Eu não quero ser redundante nessa noite.
So I don't want to be repetitive.
Mas nós temos a obrigação.
But we have as an obligation.
De como sacerdotes.
As priests.
Mantermos o altar para que a presença de Deus esteja nas nossas vidas.
Yeah, so we have to restore our altars and keep it clean so we can keep the presence of God in our lives.
O Espírito Santo aqui me lembra de um verso da Bíblia que diz assim: não sabeis vós, ou que sois sacerdócio real, nação eleita.
Povo santo.
Yeah? Can you do that?
I'm not sure that.
Don't you
right
know that you are
the holy people, right?
Sacerdócio. Thank you. Nós somos responsáveis.
We are responsible.
Para mantermos a presença de Deus.
To keep the presence of God in
Quando
our
nós
lives.
Falamos de altar.
So when we talk about altar.
Nós vemos na Bíblia muitos exemplos de homens.
So in the Bible there are so many examples of men.
Que foram vitoriosos nas suas vidas.
That they had victory in their lives.
Porque eles tinham um altar diante de Deus.
Because they had an altar before God.
Abel tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Abel had an altar before God.
Noé tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Noah had an altar.
Abraão tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Abraham had an altar before God.
Jacó tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Jacob had an altar before God.
Moisés, ele tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Moses had an altar.
Josué tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Joshua had an altar before God.
Arão tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Aaron had an altar before God.
Gideão.
Gideon had an altar before God.
Tinha um altar diante de Deus. Por isso ele foi vitorioso.
That's why he was victorious.
Samuel tinha um altar diante de Deus.
Samuel had an altar before God.
Davi tinha um altar diante de Deus.
David had an altar before God.
A Bíblia fala que o altar do Senhor. A Bíblia fala que do altar do Senhor vem o fogo.
The Bible says that from the altar of God comes fire.
Profeta Isaías.
The prophet Isaiah.
Ele recebeu brasas do altar de Deus.
He received the burning coals from the altar of God.
Ezequiel viu brasas serem espalhadas pela cidade.
He saw in a vision. He saw a burning coals being scattered over the city.
Que vieram do trono de Deus.
And they came from the throne of God.
João em Apocalipse.
So in Revelation.
John. Ele viu o anjo espalhar fogo sobre a cidade.
He saw the angel spreading fire over the city.
E eu quero falar rapidamente para encerrar sobre os três tipos de fogo.
So I just want to quickly mention the three kinds of fire that the Bible talks about.
Que Deus quer mandar nessa noite.
This is the fire that the Lord wants to send out to your lives tonight.
O primeiro é o fogo purificador.
So the first kind of fire is the fire that purifies. That's the purifying fire.
É o fogo que prova a joia preciosa.
That's the fire that refines the finest jewelry.
Que tira as impurezas.
That's the one that takes away any impurity.
E é isso que Deus quer fazer comigo e com você nessa noite quando o fogo dele for enviado para cá.
And that's why God sent fire tonight because he wants to purify my and your lives tonight.
Você está disposto a isso?
So are you willing to?
Tem que pagar um preço.
And but there's a price to pay.
Foi com este fogo purificador
fire,
que Isaías recebeu a confirmação do seu chamado profético.
That was the prophet Isaiah, he received the confirmation of his prophetic ministry.
Ele foi provado por fogo.
God proved his life with fire.
E deixa-me dizer uma coisa para você
and
nessa noite.
Tell you one thing tonight.
Deus, quando tem algo para te dar,
God has something to give it to you.
Quando Ele tem algo para te dar,
but when He has something to give it to
você
you,
tem sempre que ser provado pelo fogo de Deus para receber.
But you're always going to have to go through the fire.
Para que você seja purificado.
So then you can be refined and purified.
Quando você vê um lingote de ouro, uma pedra de ouro,
yeah, when you see gold,
na sua forma original,
in your original form,
ele está cheio de impureza.
It's filled with impurities.
É difícil de identificar que aquilo ali é uma pedra preciosa.
It's hard to identify that that's a precious stone.
Para que ele se torne um ouro puro, ele tem que passar por fogo.
But for that to become a real gold, it needs to be refined.
É quando ele é separado das impurezas.
Because it's through the fire that it separates the impurities.
O fogo do Espírito Santo de Deus, quando vem nas nossas vidas,
the fire of God comes through our lives.
Ele vem exatamente para fazer isso.
It comes exactly to do that.
To separar-nos, para
it's,
separar-nos.
It's to set us apart.
Das impurezas deste mundo.
Yeah, and to take away all the impurities from our lives.
E nos fazermos puro.
And to make us pure.
Então o fogo purificador.
That's the purifying fire.
Mas nós vamos falar também do fogo consumidor.
But there's also the consuming fire.
É o fogo que consome.
That's the fire that consumes.
Onde ele vai, ele destrói.
So where the fire passes, destroys everything.
Mas esse fogo na vida do crente, ele não destrói.
But in our lives as Christians, that fire will not destroy us.
Por causa da misericórdia do Senhor.
That it's because of God's mercies in our lives that we are not consumed.
É por isso que eu e você não somos consumidos.
But that's why we are not consumed.
Mas esse fogo, como eu disse,
but how I said before,
é o fogo que quer destruir e que Deus quer usar para destruir as doenças, as enfermidades.
But that's the fire that God wants to use to destroy not our lives, but to destroy diseases.
Os problemas que você está passando.
Problems, the troubles that you're going through right now.
Angústia.
Anguish.
Depressão.
Depression.
E os seus inimigos.
And also your enemies.
O fogo consumidor de Deus.
That's the consuming fire of God.
Vai passar por aqui.
It will pass through tonight.
E você vai experienciar o poder de Deus na sua vida.
And you will be able to experience the power of God in your life.
E não, você não vai morrer.
And you are not going to die.
Mas tem um fogo. É um dos que eu gosto mais.
But that's my favorite kind of fire.
É o fogo do avivamento.
That's the fire of revival.
É o fogo que aviva a obra de Deus na vida do homem.
That's the fire that brings revival, you know, to God's work in our lives.
O profeta Habacuque, ele desejava este fogo na vida dele.
The prophet Habakkuk, he desired that fire in his life.
O profeta Joel profetizou em Pentecostes e eles receberam.
Joel prophesied in Pentecost and they also received the fire.
E hoje não vai ser diferente.
And tonight doesn't have to be different.
A não ser que você não queira.
Unless you don't want to receive it.
Eu quero que você saia da vida acomodada, do comodismo que você tem vivido.
I want you to get out of your comfort zone.
E eu quero que você tome uma decisão nessa noite de querer o fogo de Deus sobre a sua vida.
And I want you to make a decision of wanting the fire of God in your life.
Eu quero que você tenha vontade de sentir essa chama quando arde dentro de você.
I want you to have the desire to feel the fire of God burning inside you.
Quando esse fogo está ardendo, deixa-me falar para você, a sua proximidade de Deus fica mais curta.
When this fire is burning inside you, your distance from God gets shorter.
Você sente mais a presença do Espírito Santo.
You feel the presence of God in your life.
Você pode até ter lutas e dificuldades na sua vida.
You may have a lot of difficulties in your life still.
Mas a chama que arde em você.
But the fire burning inside you.
Vai fazer com que você continue caminhando e sendo um vitorioso.
will help you to keep walking in victory in God.
Eu quero repetir aqui nessa noite que a chama de Deus, ela quer queimar nessa noite e quer queimar doenças, enfermidades.
And I want to repeat that because the fire of God wants to consume many diseases in this house tonight.
Eu quero te dizer que a chama do fogo de Deus também quer trazer o avivamento para a sua vida espiritual.
And the power of God and the fire burning of God wants also to bring revival to your life tonight.
Quando você tem essa chama e esse desejo, você vai orar mais.
When you have this desire inside you, you are going to pray more.
Quando você tem essa chama dentro de você queimando, você vai querer estar mais próximo do Senhor.
When you have this fire burning inside you, you want to be closer to God.
Quando você tem essa chama do Espírito Santo queimando sobre a sua vida, você vai ver que as coisas desse mundo não são tão necessárias como perder muito tempo na internet.
You're going to understand when you're closer to God and when you also have this fire burning inside you that this thing, the things of this world is not as important as you thought they were.
Quando essa chama do Espírito Santo estiver queimando na sua vida, você vai ver que até a sua vida e o seu relacionamento familiar vai melhorar.
You're also going to realize that your relationship with your friends and your family will get better when you have this fire burning inside you.
Você não quer isso?
Don't you want this in your life?
É uma experiência maravilhosa.
That's an amazing experience.
O diabo pode se levantar contra você.
The hell can just raise against you.
Mas você não vai ter medo.
But you are not going to be afraid.
Porque você vai usar essa chama da autoridade do Espírito Santo, esse fogo que arde em você, e o diabo vai ter que fugir de vós.
Amen. So you're going to use this authority and this fire of God burning you, and you know, and the hell shall come away from you.
He'll run away.
He will run away.
He'll be defeated.
Hell will be defeated. Your enemies will be defeated.
And you're going to praise Lord.
And you're going to praise God. I translate.
Good. Esse hit que nós acabamos de experimentar, esse heat wave que nós acabamos de experimentar,
this heat wave that we just experienced this week,
não dá para se comparar com o heat wave que Deus vai estar mandando para essa igreja.
Wow, we can compare to the fire that God will send to this church tonight.
And you're clapping before even being translated, so the Holy Spirit is communicating with you.
And if you're clapping before I translate it, it's because you're getting it. So the Holy Spirit is speaking to you tonight.
5 anos atrás, quando eu entrei nessa igreja.
5 years ago, when I came to this church for the first time.
Porque a minha esposa havia me convencido de vir aqui, porque ela quando entrou aqui.
Because my wife was convinced that was our place to come because she came here once before.
Ela sentiu esse fogo ardendo.
And she felt the fire burn inside her.
Era no outro santuário.
Yeah, it was in the phase one.
E quando eu entrei naquele santuário pela primeira vez.
And when I walked through the sanctuary for the first time.
Deus me deu uma visão.
God gave me a vision.
E eu vi um fogo.
And I saw a fire.
Que vinha em direção a este local.
That was coming from that side through this side.
Vocês se lembram daquela queimada, daquele fogo que aconteceu na Califórnia?
Do you guys remember the wildfires in California?
Que por onde aquele fogo passou, casas foram destruídas, vidas foram perdidas e foi uma destruição.
Yeah, everything was destroyed as the fire took over and spread all over.
Foi mais ou menos a mesma visão, com uma diferença.
It was almost the same vision, but there was one thing different.
O fogo que eu via.
The fire that I saw.
Não era um fogo que consumia as casas e destruía a vida das pessoas.
There wasn't a fire that consumed and destroyed the houses.
Era um fogo que trazia um avivamento sobre este local.
There was the fire that brought revival in this place.
E eu via vidas sendo tomadas, incendiadas por esse fogo.
And I saw God burning hearts and lives being changed and transformed with his fire.
E havia uma grande comoção nessa região.
And there was a lot of commotion in this area, in this region.
E o fogo cada vez mais se aproximava e tomava intensidade.
And the fire was just getting closer and just getting hotter and more intense.
E eu já não via pessoas, Pastor Nick.
And I couldn't see people anymore.
Mas eu via bolas de fogo andando pelas ruas
and
aqui.
And I saw balls of fire through the streets.
Vidas aceitando a Jesus.
People accepting Jesus.
Vidas sendo curadas das suas enfermidades.
People being healed by their infirmities.
E eu acredito com toda a minha fé.
And I believe with all the faith that I have.
Que isso vai acontecer, estamos muito próximos de ver isso acontecer nessa região aqui em Grant, na Harvest Time.
And we are very close to see this happening at Harvest Time in this region also.
Você se prepare.
Just prepare yourselves, get ready.
Porque você vai ser uma bola de fogo.
Because you're going to be a ball of fire.
Que Deus vai usar nessa região.
And God will use you in this area, in this region.
E você vai trazer destruição, mas destruição para o pecado.
But you're going to bring destruction, but it's going to be destruction of like a sin.
Você vai ser usado.
God is going to use you.
De forma extraordinária.
In a very extraordinary way.
Porque o fogo do Espírito Santo.
Because the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Vai estar ardendo na sua vida.
It's going to be burning in your life.
E eu tenho certeza que tem alguns aqui que já estão sentindo queimar no coração.
And I know there's some people already here
tonight feeling
this fire. Eu tenho
certeza que você está sentindo esse fogo queimando na sua vida nesse momento.
And I know that you can feel this fire burning
in your life tonight. E eu quero te convidar a colocar-se de pé.
And I want to ask you guys to stand up tonight.
O interessante é que o incêndio.
It's very interesting to understand that fire.
Ele vira um incêndio quando ele começa com uma pequena chama.
But it always starts with a little flame.
E à medida que ele vai tomando intensidade.
And that it gets bigger.
Ele vai crescendo.
And it starts to grow.
Eu quero te desafiar a ser essa pequena chama.
And I want to challenge you to set this little fire, right? This flame inside you.
I want you to be that little flame.
I want you to be there.
That's going to start the big fire on this place.
Amen.
Your fire, sister, can be contagious to the one next to you. Your family, your parents, your siblings, your bosses, your work colleagues. They can be caught on fire because you have that.
Amen.
Você está disposto?
Are you willing to?
A fazer esse sacrifício?
To do the sacrifice.
Limpar o altar de Deus.
To clean up the altar of God.
Para que o fogo possa vir sobre a sua vida.
So the fire can come in your life.
Você sabe o que precisa ser limpo.
You know you need to be clean.
Eu falei que no texto que nós lemos que o príncipe ele tinha que tirar as cinzas que estavam lá.
In the verse that we read in Leviticus, that before the altar, to be prepared, it needs to be clean. All the ashes needs to put it away.
E o fogo tinha que ser alimentado.
And the fire needs to be
feed.
Needs to be fed all the time.
Sem oração.
Without prayer.
Sem entrega a Deus.
Without surrender to God.
A chama vai se apagar.
The flame will die down. The fire will die down.
Mas se você quiser pagar o sacrifício,
but if you want to sacrifice,
tirar as coisas velhas que tomaram conta da sua vida,
and you put it away the old things in your life,
e estar aberto para as coisas novas,
and be open for new things,
entre elas,
also, yeah, in between, yeah,
estabelecer comunhão com Deus novamente,
and also establish a relationship with God.
Eu quero te convidar a vir aqui na frente, nós vamos
estar
orando. I want
to invite you guys to come to the altar tonight.
Eu não quero constranger ninguém.
I don't want to embarrass anyone.
Mas você precisa limpar nessa noite esse altar.
But you need to clean your altar before God.
Tira as coisas velhas.
Take away the old things.
As coisas que têm atrapalhado o seu relacionamento com Deus.
The things that's hindering your walk with God.
Esteja preparado.
And be ready.
Para receber o novo de Deus.
To receive the new from God.
O Senhor está aqui.
God is here tonight.
O Espírito de Deus está pronto para tocar na sua vida.
The Spirit of God is ready to touch your lives tonight.
E eu tenho algo para te dizer nessa noite.
And I have something to tell you tonight.
Quando o fogo de Deus vier sobre a sua vida.
When the fire of God comes in your life.
Se tiver doença, enfermidade, vai embora porque vai ser
and
queimado.
And if there's any disease or any disorders, that will go away.
O fogo purificador passará por aqui.
The fire that purifies will go through your life.
O fogo
tonight.
Consumidor passará por
the
aqui.
The consuming fire will come to your life tonight.
E o fogo do avivamento também.
And the revival of God will also
seja
come
preparado.
To your life.
Porque quando você sair daqui.
Because when você sai daqui. Because
when
you leave
this
tonight,
place, você vai incendiar por onde você passar.
you will be set all the places that you pass on fire.
Você quer receber isso? Faça assim com a sua mão.
If you want to receive that tonight, just put your hands up.
Dessa forma.
Mm-hmm.
Like eu citei que Deus deu uma ordem para Ezequiel.
God gave a command to Ezekiel.
Que ele fosse no altar de Deus.
That he goes up to the altar of God.
Pegasse brasas vivas acesas.
And he could get live coals.
E que jogasse, espalhasse sobre a cidade.
And he threw over the cities.
Nós vamos fazer algo profético aqui. Eu vou fazer isso.
Yeah, we're gonna do a prophetic act tonight.
Eu vou jogar essas brasas sobre a sua vida.
I'm gonna throw those coals in your lives tonight.
Vocês são a cidade de Deus.
You guys are the city of God.
O santuário do Altíssimo.
You guys are the holy of holies.
Você vai sentir talvez uma experiência diferente.
You're gonna make
você vai sentir a sua
different.
Mão queimar, porque essa brasa vai tocar a sua vida e
you
a tua
may
mão.
Feel like even your hands burning, or you're gonna feel something different.
E quando isso acontecer, você encoste ela sobre a cabeça de quem estiver do teu lado.
And even if you feel that in your hands, it's okay to touch the person next to you, touch their heads.
E com a autoridade do fogo do Espírito, você toque nela e fala assim: essa brasa é para queimar a sua vida.
And when you do that, it's okay to touch the person next to you and say, you know, the power and the fire of God is over your life tonight to burn everything that is not from you, from him.
E se essa pessoa que está do teu lado receber essa brasa, se tiver enfermidade, vai sair.
And if this person by your side is sick or there's something in their lives that is not from God, that will come away. That will go away.
Se tiver algo que está atrapalhando o seu relacionamento com Deus, quando essa pessoa tocar com brasas do altar, o diabo vai ter que retroceder e sair.
If there's something in this person's life that is hindering also their walk with God, it's going to have to go, it's going to have to change.
A fogo do Espírito Santo de Deus nessa noite
the fire
queimando
of the
aqui.
Holy Spirit is in the house tonight.
O altar de Deus está aqui, a sua presença está aqui.
The altar of God is here, his presence is here tonight.
Você pode sentir.
You can feel it.
Então comece a orar agora.
So start to pray now.
E comece a receber as brasas de Deus
start
sobre você,
receive.
Sobre o altar.
Yeah, start to receive the fire of God.
Comece a receber
life.
E sinta agora o queimar das brasas do altar de Deus sobre a sua vida.
Feel the coals, the live coals that are burning in the altar of God tonight, burning in your life.
E se você é batizado, comece a falar em línguas.
And if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, start to speak in tongues.
E se você foi batizado e faz um tempo que não fala, abra a tua boca e comece a falar, porque o avivamento do Espírito Santo do fogo vem sobre a tua vida nessa noite
and
também.
And even if you're baptized but you haven't spoken in tongues in a long time, just open your mouth and start to speak, because the fire of God will come.
Receba de Deus agora o fogo do Espírito Santo.
Receive the fire of God and the Holy
que o fogo
Spirit.
Possa queimar sobre a sua vida.
That the fire may burn in your life tonight.
E que esse fogo comece a mover sobre o seu ser, sobre a sua vida, sobre o seu interior.
And the fire start to burn inside you, all over your life, in everything that you do.
E receba de Deus a autoridade que vem dele.
And receive the authority of God, the authority that comes from the fire.
Em nome do Senhor Jesus nós oramos.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amém.
Amém.
Amém.